أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now today being the 10th day of the month of Ramadan, we commemorate the wafat of the most awesome personality of Sayyidah Khadija, whom we started talking about yesterday. And I'd like to start off just with a few aspects of her awesomeness. So we'll look at some bullet points and then look at her life history. She continues to inspire women. She's sort of a timeless embodiment of the words sacrifice, dedication, and generosity. I mean, she just lived those words. So if we look at her, she was a very successful businesswoman known as Malikatul Arab, which means the Queen of Arabia. She employed Rasulullah to head the trade caravans based on his experience of trade markets with Abu Talib as his mentor and his reputation of being truthful, trustworthy, and compassionate. So impressed was she with his awesomeness that she asked her friend Nafisa to initiate a marriage proposal. Abu Talib read the nikah. He placed a black turban on Rasulullah's head, and that is why today Sayyids wear black turbans. And he gave him a green aqiq ring. I mean, their marriage was an epic love story. She had turned down so many marriage proposals and was looking for the best. Taking multiple wives was a common practice at that time. Yet Khadija and Muhammad's marriage was monogamous until her death 25 years later. And by the way, those who say that she was 40 and he was 25, historians do not agree with it. She was probably a few years older than him. She was his comfort, his support in absolutely every way during the most difficult times of his life. He loved no one more than Khadija during his lifetime. And they had three children, Qasim, Abdullah, both who died in infancy, and Fatimatul Zahra. She also looked after her sister Hala's orphan daughters, and she looked after them as her own. So much so that people actually attribute these daughters to Rasulullah, Zainab, Kulthum, and Ruqayya. She was the first to pray behind him and the first to believe in him. She was the absolute love of his life. Her wealth sustained his mission. I mean, she laid everything down at his feet. She dedicated her wealth to humanity as well. She was known as the mother of orphans. She looked after the widows and the sick, helped the poor girls get married and provided their dowry. But the very people that she supported persecuted her. Those who called her Amiratul Quraysh or Malikatul Quraysh, the princess of the Quraysh or Malikatul Arab and At-Tahira, as soon as she married Rasulullah, they abandoned her. She spent 3 years in the valley of Abu Talib in exile with the other Muslims. It made her frail and ill, and she died at the age of 52 in Mecca. So grieved was the Prophet that he called that year Amul Huzn, the year of grief. He had lost his guardian, Abu Talib, and his soulmate, Khadija, in 1 year. But despite all the wealth that she had, and the wealth that sustained the mission of Rasulullah, when she died, he didn't even have enough funds to buy a shroud, to buy a coffin. We're told that Jibreel brings one from Jannah. She is somebody you need to look up to. She needs somebody whose life which needs to be studied. Inshallah, it'll inspire us to look at this most awesome personality.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.